You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're focusing on the culinary arts, and joining us is statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa. It's always nice to see you this
always
time of the month.
Always nice to see you, too. What's new in the culinary world locally?
Well, on the restaurant scene, we've had some good news and some bad news. And I always like to get the bad news out of the way
okay.
first. Like when I was a kid, I'd eat the broccoli first.
Yeah.
So on the bad news front, we were all so excited about a year ago when Eve the restaurant reopened after a five-year hiatus. Sometime over the summer, they had a big water issue. Hmm. And they didn't realize until mid-September that that water issue was actually warping the floors. And so they said they were going to, Eve Aronoff Fernandez announced that they were going to close temporarily as they replaced all the flooring and figured out what the water problem was. Well, just last week, she announced that the problems in the building were far worse than they had even begun to imagine, and that she will not be reopening Eve the restaurant in the Bell Tower Hotel. She announced that she will be looking for another location for this incredible fine dining restaurant. But in the meantime, those of us who had grown accustomed to that once again being our kind of special treat destination for birthdays and anniversaries or showing off our culinary scene to people from out of town, we're going to be without an Eve the restaurant.
Okay, you'll keep us updated on that.
I will. As soon as I hear anything, you'll know.
Okay. What else is new?
Well, so in the good news, bad news world, Main Street Ventures opened a restaurant last year, I think, called Mezzavino. It's a small plates restaurant. And that was that was on East Liberty in what had been Curashio and prior to that Champion House. That concept wasn't as successful as they had hoped. They announced that they'll be closing that restaurant. And in fact, it is already closed. And work has begun for Ann Arbor's first Avalon Bakery and Cafe.
That's a good news, bad news situation.
That's the good news.
Good news for our taste buds, bad news for our waste.
Oh, there's that too.
Yes.
Yeah. Full cafe, bakery. They'll be doing some baking on scene, but it's primarily outward facing, and it'll be a really great place for a cup of coffee. The coffee will be all provided by Ann Arbor's Mighty Good Coffee. Should be fun.
When do you think it's opening?
Well, I think that they're optimistic, but we'll see. They said maybe by the end of the year, but we'll see how quickly they can turn that space into what they need.
There is, right across the street from there, is there not a very successful restaurant that you like?
Oh, I do. So I remember that the day they opened because it happens to be Dizzy Gillespie's birthday, so it will always be burned into my mind, October 21st.
Who doesn't remember that?
2015. Spencer opened, and it was originally advertised as a wine and cheese bar, but it is actually a really nice small plates restaurant. It's on East Liberty Street. It was the Waffle Shop, and before that, Cafe Japon. Abby and Steve, this great couple, run this really well thought out, beautiful little restaurant. And the New York Times recently, actually, on Sunday, they reviewed it. And their headline is, Ann Arbor Restaurant Serving Food of Substance. And they raved about it. So it'll be interesting to see how easy it is to get into that restaurant now.
They serve a lot of locally sourced food as well?
So their menu changes weekly, sometimes daily, based on what they can source locally. Abby really puts a lot of thought into pairing interesting ingredients, and they also have a great wine list regularly changing, and it's fairly affordable, the wine list. You should know that though it is a small restaurant with shared tables, it is not an inexpensive restaurant. So people sometimes complain that the plates are small. It should be known that those plates are meant to be shared, and if you go in with a group, you should order multiple plates and have tastes of all of them.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, in the real estate world, it said that location is the most important thing. And I'm wondering, does that apply to restaurants?
So in a way, yes, and in a way, no. In Ann Arbor, we are known for our Main Street dining scene, right? And it's very, very expensive to run a restaurant downtown, which is why you find interesting restaurants popping up in strip malls. This is a phenomenon that has become familiar to people who live in places like Los Angeles, where
really?
A lot of, that's a really driving city, right? So
you
tend to see really cool restaurants showing up in strip malls. But I started to think, where am I spending a lot of my time where I can just park and walk in, not worry about parking structures or circling the block? The strip mall scene in Ann Arbor is getting more and more interesting. We had Miket open over the summer. We've got some great Korean restaurants in strip malls. I really like, late last year, V Kitchen opened in the Colonnade Shopping Center. It's Vietnamese food. They have things like pho, a great beef soup, banh mi, a baguette with meat and vegetables. I really like their vermicelli. And if you are a vegetarian or if you have vegetarian friends, they do great things with tofu, like not boring, really flavorful things. So it's worth checking out.
A lot of places to check out, not just downtown Ann Arbor.
Right.
Jessica Webster is a dining reporter, and she is joining us for this edition of Art and Soul. And Jessica and I share an admiration for Mario Batali, who is a chef. He's on The Chew. He writes cookbooks, and he has a place in northern Michigan. And I'm just going to come clean and give you my Mario Batali stalking story. Because I know
you'll make me feel better.
He was recently, he has family in Ann Arbor now, so he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow him on Twitter, he more or less tells you where he is eating.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of on a hunt for him the other day. But when we go up north, I think it's in Northport. This, mm-hmm. I'm not telling any secrets. He has a home.
Right.
So we'll go just drive around visiting anyway and just look, Mario, where are you? And just kind of fun looking for him. Then a couple years ago, we were up in Traverse City and it was my son's birthday and it was kind of chilly. He said, let's go play putt-putt. So if you know Mario Batali, you know he's known for wearing orange Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting our little putters and we're in line and I look down and there I see orange Crocs. And wouldn't you know it, Mario Batali and one of his kids is right in front of us now on the putt-putt. So we did the old Lisa Berry technique where you take a picture of pretend of your kids, but you're
No, you didn't.
I did. I'll put it up on our webpage, WEMU.org. When we chatted briefly, he was nice. And I know Italy is a big adventure of his in Chicago and New York.
That's right. And in Italy, believe it or not, we were just in Italy in April, and there's a lot of Italies in Italy.
I did not know that.
You wouldn't have thought, but there you go.
Tell us your Mario Batali story.
Well, you know, much like you, I follow him on Twitter and Instagram, and when he's in Ann Arbor, it's kind of enticing to kind of go, well, he's there, I should go there. So he Instagrammed that he was at Frida Petito's, and I work at M Live just around the corner from there. So I hustled over with my phone and asked if he wanted to make a video. And he kindly said no, actually.
So you found him at the restaurant?
I did. I found him. And he said he was there as a dad, but he offered to take a selfie. And it got me thinking, and I actually wrote this article about all of the places he really celebrates Michigan. When he comes mm-hmm. here, he talks about the restaurants that he loves. He talks about great meals that he has. And he's one of our biggest boosters of the restaurant scene in the state. And usually it's Ann Arbor or it's the Traverse City and Northport area. But he has his favorites, and it's all, you know, if you're at Frida Petito's or Zingerman's or Beer Camp or Bigalora or now Spencer, he's a big fan of Spencer. Look for the orange Crocs, because you never know. You might find Mario Batali.
You might find Jessica Webster and I behind bars on stalking charges.
Nah.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul. And we'll listen for you Sunday afternoons, too, as the host of The In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.